This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's prime minister says the military is deepening its fight against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, despite U.S. calls for Israel to curb civilian casualties in Gaza and international pressure for a ceasefire in the face of overwhelming casualties there. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces have expanded their ground offensive into urban refugee camps in central Gaza. In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Hamas, "We have fighters on the ground, sometimes also underground, and we have eyes in the sky. We see you and we will get you." The offensive has produced scenes of chaos at Gaza's hospitals. The World Health Organization's Sean Casey.
Health capacity is at about 20% of what it was 80 or so days ago. So almost all of the hospital beds, almost all of the hospital services have stopped functioning.
As for those that are still in operation,
there's blood everywhere in these hospitals at the moment. We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia has fired almost 50 Shahed drones at targets in Ukraine and shelled a train station where more than 100 civilians were gathered to evacuate. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the barrages killed at least six people and knocked out power in most of the southern city of Kherson. The aerial barrage came a day after Ukrainian warplanes damaged a Russian ship moored in the Black Sea off Crimea as both sides' soldiers struggled to make much progress along the front line of the 22-month war. Overnight, authorities said the Kremlin's forces launched an artillery and drone bombardment of the Kherson region, just as some 140 civilians were waiting for an evacuation train at the region's capital city of the same name, killing a policeman. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. South Korean actor Lee Sun-kyun, who played the father of the rich family in the Oscar-winning film Parasite, was found dead on Wednesday. The news coming as the actor faced a police probe over allegations of illegal drug use. Reuters' Diane To reports.
A source told Reuters authorities found the 48-year-old during a search for him following a report that he had gone missing. Citing police, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency earlier said that Lee was found in a car at a park in Seoul. It said his manager had called the police to report that Lee had left home and left what appeared to be a suicide note. Lee had been under investigation over illegal drug use allegations amid a government crackdown. South Korea has tough drug laws, and police had questioned Lee three times, including for 19 hours over the weekend.
Diane To from Reuters. Turkey's defense minister says the military has hit more than 70 sites linked to Kurdish groups in Syria and northern Iraq in aerial strikes launched in retaliation for the deaths of 12 Turkish soldiers in Iraq. Yasser Guler said Wednesday at least 59 militants were killed in the strikes, as well as in clashes. On Friday, militants affiliated with the banned Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, attempted to infiltrate a Turkish base in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region, killing six soldiers. Six others were killed in clashes the following day. The PKK has led a decades-long insurgency in Turkey and is considered a terror organization by Turkey's Western allies. U.S. stocks extended their rally on Tuesday, kicking off the final week of 2023, with expectations that the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates as soon as March. Zachary Goldman produced this report.
All three major U.S. stock indices rose in low volume trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 both climbed about 0.4%, and the NASDAQ gained 0.5%. All three are on track for monthly, quarterly, and annual gains and seem buoyed after making it through 2023 without a major contraction. The S&P 500 is on track to post its biggest quarterly gain in 3 years and is within 1% of its all-time closing high reached in January 2022. Energy shares on Tuesday enjoyed the heftiest percentage gain, boosted by surging crude prices as Middle East strife ratcheted up supply concerns, while optimism over Fed rate cuts fueled demand hopes.
Greece's state-run ERT television says an Air Force pilot has been killed when his training jet crashed in the countryside outside an airbase near the southern town of Kalamata. The two-seater T-2 aircraft was carrying only one crew member, ERT says, and crashed as it was coming into land Wednesday. The U.S.-made T-2 Buckeye first flew in the late 1950s and has served as the Greek Air Force's main training plane for decades. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Hits.